This is Tuesday, March 26th. Who or what do you look to face the challenges in your life? What motivates you? What gives you strength? Jesus' ministry had largely been confined to Galilee, far from the center of Jewish power in Jerusalem, far from conflict with the Jewish leadership. It's true the teachers of the law were watching Jesus from the start, but Jesus understood God's timing. He didn't want to get ahead of the plan of his Father. To some who knew Jesus, they felt that Jesus was going too slowly in advancing his ministry. Even Jesus' cousin John the Baptist sent some of his disciples to Jesus to ask if he was the Messiah. John did this because he was frustrated with what seemed like a slow development in Jesus' ministry. John was murdered, and so he did not live to see the events as they unfolded in Jerusalem before Jesus went to the cross. But we too can be impatient with God's timing. We're in a hurry for things to be done, but God never is. We never see Jesus rushing, but he's always resting in the Father's plan. He trusts in his identity that is found in the Father. Here's what we're told of how the triumphal entry began. This is Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 3. As they, that's the disciples and Jesus, approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them and he will send them right away." Now Jesus had a plan. Have the disciples find a colt, he told them, the foal of a donkey, for him to ride into the city on. Now it seems a bit strange to have the disciples take someone's donkey and young colt without first asking permission. Some commentators have said that Jesus knew the person and had set the plan in advance. But if this is true, we're not given any indication that this is so. Jesus tells the disciples to explain the need to borrow a donkey and her colt by saying, "The Lord needs them." Now the commentators are not sure what to do with Jesus, with what Jesus said. Is Jesus calling himself the Lord and explaining that he needs the donkey? Or is he referring to his Father, the Lord God, in his statement? Both would be true. But either would mean that Jesus knows exactly who he is and what he has come to do. Indeed, his statement may be referring to both himself and the Father. As for me, I think Jesus is referring to himself. But this sets up a beautiful scene. Jesus sits on the colt, the younger animal, and this must have been awkward and a bit funny. If you see a man riding a young donkey, you would know what I mean. Your legs would bob up and down, and you'd be sitting low to the ground. There's nothing stately or regal about it at all. As we learned in worship on Sunday, the disciples had no idea that Jesus was fulfilling a prophecy of Scripture in the process. But Jesus is completely secure in doing this because he knows who he is. He has his identity rooted deeply in his Father, in the loving care of his Heavenly Father. This is reinforced throughout the life of Jesus. At his baptism, a voice came from the Father in heaven. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And Jesus lives in the approval of the Father throughout his life and ministry. At the Transfiguration, we hear the Father saying something very similar. "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." The Father cannot stop telling the Son that he loves him. Then we hear Jesus speaking about himself like this. He says, "I and the Father are one. And if you have seen me, you have seen the Father." You see, Jesus was not influenced by the crowds as he went into Jerusalem, because he knew who he was. He located his identity in the most secure place possible, in his Father God. And the message for us is clear. If we base our identity on anything that can be lost or taken away or what can fade away, we'll never be secure. God created us as human beings to have our security in His love, just as Jesus was and did as He lived. He lived in this security. God created us to know that we are loved, to know our value and status as made in His image. Of course, the crowd tries to name Jesus. As He arrives in Jerusalem, the crowd announces, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." They're proud to announce Him, to say He is from Galilee as they are, and to tell everyone, "This is our man. He is with us and from our region." But they've gotten Jesus wrong. He was born in Bethlehem. He's more than a prophet, and He's certainly not their man. He is the servant of the Lord come to Jerusalem to fulfill the plan of the Father God. You see, Jesus refuses to allow the crowd to shape Him. It's true, the crowds play a critical part in Jesus' story. He loves them. He ministers to them. But they seek to control Jesus. They want to shape Him and who He is. And He often must get away from them. Actually, Matthew, the gospel writer, mentions the crowd 41 times in his gospel. What they do is a major theme in Jesus' life. And in our passage, we hear 3 times that the crowd is mentioned. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road. The crowds that went ahead of Him and those that followed shouted, "Blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord." You see, it looks like the crowds are controlling the flow of Jesus' life, that they hold the key to His identity. But they don't. Jesus knows He is the Son of God. He knows He is on mission from His Father. You see, it's our connection to God as our Father that gives us stability as times change and as the pressures of our age exert force to shape us. The crowds also want to control the flow of our lives, but we know who we are because Jesus gave Himself for us. We have a settled identity, one found in God alone, and not in what lies around us. This is the source of our strength, our resilience in the face of these forces, and this is what we rest in every day. I belong to Christ. I'm a child of God. I'm loved by my Father. I know who I am. Let's pray together. Father God, You've invited us into Your family through Jesus. Give us the sense of this relationship, the awareness that we are Yours. Enable us to rest in the knowledge that You've adopted us into Your family through Jesus. For we pray in His name. Amen.